When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to Warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hey guys.
Also, here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, the Coffin, California.
In the house!
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So I was going to get a little existential today. Gonna go a little bit of a different flow beyond our normal things. Gonna get a little thoughtful. Colors will be the topic of today. Ooh. So, and the topic of colors, red and green colorblind. What could go wrong?
You could drive right through an intersection and die.
Yeah, that was where my head went first, too. I mean, it seems like it would make driving pretty unfortunately scary. But isn't that why they always have the lights in the same order? Is so that even if you can't see what the colors are exactly, you know what order they're in?
That's true.
But you have to know the order.
It's so true, but the issue is that some states have them horizontal.
And they're also established order where I believe red is to the right, or stop is to the right in those states. I've driven through a couple of them. I've been around, guys. No problem here. We got this covered.
So hopefully you're informed, motorist, whenever you're leaving your home state.
I mean,
exactly.
So, the other thing, like, just clashing your outfits. I know this isn't a problem for everybody, but I have some friends that dig fashion, and they just are physically pained whenever they see somebody that has, like, mismatched or, you know, blended styles incorrectly. And so, I mean, from an outside perspective, clearly you're not hurt by mismatching your outfits because you can't tell they're mismatched, but you could be causing others physical pain.
Yeah, I mean, you could be a walking social faux pas at that point in time.
And, I mean, nobody wants that.
Yeah, the color cones have pain receptors. That's a known thing. So if you are clashing, you can hurt people with your eyes. That's why you'll say, ow, when you're looking at something that is not good for the eyeball.
That's why I wear almost exclusively black and gray.
Yeah. This also comes in handy with salads, right? If you don't get the right type of, like, bell peppers, if you're trying to pick your bell pepper, if the green ones or the red ones, because you want your salad to look pretty, presentation is 99% of a meal when you're cooking, by the way. And if you do that wrong, your salad will suffer. And not only will your salad suffer, other people will suffer when they look at your ugly, disgusting, mismatched salad.
Yeah, I like a monochromatic all-green salad. Yeah, who wants to eat that?
I want my salad to live.
I imagine you'd also be a bad electrician.
Ooh, yeah, not so good with the electricity, yeah, because if you get the wrong wires, get the wrong one on ground, and just everything blows, and your house that you're trying to build burns down.
Fire codes are there for a reason.
Switch to DC, then you've got a positive and a negative.
Yeah, see, now you're just saying words.
You have to switch to DC anyways. Alternating current isn't used inside your house, generally.
It's not.
You guys, we should never try to wire anything.
No, seriously. You've got AC in your walls. Your walls are AC.
They can be.
Like, yeah, it's 110 AC. Do you have a DC house? Are you on solar? Are you the grid?
I'm saying that you have the option.
Yeah, I mean, like, lots of motorhomes are on DC, but if I remember one thing from my childhood of slave labor working inside houses for my dad, it's that it's AC. You've got AC boxes, and you've got all of your appliances that plug into the walls. They're DC. AC. AC!
Let's move on before we get too confused.
Did you just rabbit season, duck season me?
Yes.
I'm going home.
I don't know what you're talking about. Let's go hunting.
Rabbit season.
All right, next topic. Blue or gold? Which color was it? And maybe the form of dresses.
I was going to say, because of the the Dreadnought Fleet mentioned in the Heir to the Empire saga by Timothy Zahn, the Dreadnought Fleet had distinctive blue and gold upholstery, which led Lando Calrissian to realize that that was where the missing ships were coming from that were attacking rebel installations, and then led to the overthrow of Grand Admiral Thrawn. But if we're talking about dresses, blue.
Yeah, wasn't it actually blue? I think that there was like a definitive answer because it was an actual color. Like, I think it was blue.
Well, I hope it was an actual color. It'd be a shame if it wasn't.
You know, if Chrissy says blue, I'm going to say gold, and then we have 100% chance that one of us
is right. And that we'll, like, only, like there won't be, like, somebody on the internet will always agree with at least half of us. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Unless it wasn't an actual color.
We're not pushing away everybody.
That's not likely.
It was an illusion.
I think it was really just, like, the next topic. It was a question of shading and the lighting in the room. Because colors can take a whole different hue once shading is introduced.
Like those optical illusions where they show you, what color is square B? Is it the same color as square A? And they're totally the same color, but your eye thinks that they're not because there's shading clues around them.
Yeah, you've got to like stick your fingers in between where the dark line is to see that they're the same color.
They're tricksy like that.
Yeah. Why are they tricking our eyes?
Because they're like rabbits.
Why is our evolutionary processing meat in our head tricked by simple things?
Doesn't that always just really make you question, like, how intel, like, our brains, you know, people are always talking about how advanced they are. It's like, yeah, but they're really fooled all the time by really dumb things.
But is that our brain being fooled or our perception of what we think is true being fooled?
I mean, it's kind of all this, it's kind of the same thing. Like, it's our brain wired to see things and be like, oh, yeah, yeah, no, that's totally what's going on there. It's just wrong.
Yeah, I mean, you're interpreting everything you see, right? I mean, we're not really looking at the world upside down because of how our retinas are, and they spin the things around, right? Everything is upside down on the image, but we process it as right side up.
That's what you think, at least.
That's what science has told me.
Science is almost always right,
Jeff. Yeah.
Except for when science says that we should live in space.
Bet on science.
Wrong. Well, all right.
Are we talking about outer space or other planets? Because I think it's imperative that we spread to other planets. In order to get to other planets, we're going to have to be in space for a little bit, so we might as well make it awesome.
I'm really scared of really big things.
That's fair.
So, talking about potentially when science is wrong... politically tied colors and certain political organizations that use science incorrectly.
Oh, well...
Why would we tie things like that to colors? Why do we need to do that?
Yeah, it kind of ruins those colors, right? So I read somewhere that there was a point in, like, the not-so-distant past, and I did not fact-check this, so I don't know if it's correct, but where...
Go ahead, always confident. Go forward.
Yes, where the... So now blue represents Democrats and red represents Republicans, like when they do like the color maps for, you know, voting and electoral stuff. Mm-hmm. But like in the not so distant past, that was swapped.
What?
And for some reason they changed it. And like I said, did not fact check, but I heard on the internet that it was a thing. So
I think if it works for babies, like pink used to be a boy's color and blue used to be a girl's color. Yeah. If those can switch, why can't the, you know, Democrat-Republican color switch?
Well, if they can change their names entirely, like, they swapped names at one point in our past, too. So, I mean, colors, that's kind of like a small blow at that point in time, as opposed to, oh, yeah, when the Democrats did that.
Don't you feel like that means it was that other group. Like, everything would just be better if the Democrats and the Republicans all got in, like, a room together and just started, like dancing and, like, getting a little frisky and, like, rubbing up against each other and everything turned purple.
That could be so wrong.
And that's how the purple party was born.
I just feel like all of the world's problems later. Could be solved by purple.
So that's what the Green Party really was. They're the purple party.
At least
this podcast
be.
Brought to you by Yahoo. Yahoo.com. Start wearing purple. Is that still their slogan? That's like 20 years old.
But... I have no idea.
Shrug.
All right. And I've always been curious about this one. Emotions tied to color. What could go wrong with that?
Oh, yeah. So, this one actually is really interesting to me because, I mean, they tie emotions to color, but those colored emotions actually really correspond pretty well to the way our brains react to colors. Like, some colors will just make you feel happier and give you more energy, and some colors will make you feel, like, more closed in and sad, which is, you know, like, yellow tends to be considered a happy color, blue a sad color, but those are, like, actual emotions that we experience. And I have no idea if it's, like, a self-fulfilling prophecy, like we say, oh, blue's such a sad color, so it makes us sad when we see it, or if that's actually just the way we would have responded to that color anyways, even if we didn't know ahead of time that it was a sad color.
But why do I feel so happy when I look at the ocean then? Because all I'm seeing is blue on a blue sky.
Well, because it's the water.
But all I'm seeing is blue.
And vastness.
Now, Jeff, would you also say that your house is blue? And how about your windows?
There are definitely parts of my house that are blue.
Are your windows also blue?
Depends on what part I'm looking at. The windows themselves are see-through clear.
Is everything blue with you and yourself?
Are you blue, no. Tabba-dee?
All right, I think this episode has gone on long enough. I'm going to cut it here. If you want us to worry about things for you, remember you can submit questions at whatcouldgowrong.simplecast.fm. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
Good night. Good night, guys.
Stay away from Chrissy. She's totally contagious and you're going to die. Good night.
Thanks for listening.